The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing on the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I just heard recently from Father Thomas, just to let you know he's doing well. He still hasn't received his visa renewal, but he's in good spirits and hopeful. And so we're sad that he is gone, but we're happy to have Father Brannon with us. I know he, last weekend was his first weekend, you know, and the thing I did for him as a gift was I left and said, good luck. One thing about not having Father Thomas, while we miss him, I can guarantee you, you will not get 20-minute homilies anymore. One of the things that struck me about all of these readings was one particular line that St. Paul says, "In Jesus, you were also chosen." I would have loved to have seen the methods, listened to the words, and observed the pastoral work of the 12 apostles as they went on this journey that Jesus sent them on in this gospel. In the name of Jesus, they were sent out to preach repentance, to drive out demons, to anoint the sick with oil. They were told that when you go to places, if they don't welcome you, that's okay, just go to the next place. They were told to go with basically nothing but what they had on them. But what they did have is that they were chosen by Jesus, consecrated in the truth, and sent out with that same truth and the message, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Proclaim it as much as you can. You are also chosen. We are chosen. So here's an important question for you. Do you believe this? Do you believe that you're chosen by God? St. Paul tells us this. We are also chosen, destined for the purpose of praising God in the world. We exist for this purpose, to glorify the Lord and preach the gospel of salvation. We are chosen. Do you believe it? I think most of us, most people in the world, even those who proclaim with all their hearts that they are Christian, I believe that they don't believe that they're chosen by God. We struggle with it. Why? Because of fear? Maybe because we prefer a feel-good religion. Most people really want a private religion. Even if you are here, it's like, no, talk to me about God any other time. Like, that's my thing, my personal thing. I just want to be able to go to Mass and then be left alone, please. I want God my way. Jesus my way. Church practice my way. Let me love who I want, care about whatever I want, serve myself before others. I want it my way, is the modern world. It's hard to see yourself as chosen when it's like this in the world. But obviously the Lord says something very different. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am choosing you. You aren't choosing me. I've chosen you to go and bear fruit that will remain in the world. I need you to enter the homes of unbelievers and proclaim the message of reconciliation, a message of peace, a message of salvation found in Jesus Christ and his church. Jesus needs us to say yes to being chosen. Jesus is saying, in a way, I need you to be a prophet in the world. If you listen ever to Bishop Barron, he gave me this thought this week. He was speaking about, in his own reflections on this gospel, about being a prophet. A prophet is, or means, that you are meant to speak God's word to others. That's what a prophet does. A prophet speaks God's word to others. A prophet communicates the love of Jesus to others. A prophet speaks with confidence all that is true about all that is good and all that is beautiful in the world. The saints, for example, the saints were great prophets in the world, not because they were perfect or that they knew everything. In fact, many of them struggled with sin. Many of them struggled with addiction. Many of the saints were known to be mean and grumpy. Serious, read the lives of the saints. They weren't all like nice all the time. Some of the saints were not smart in human standards. They weren't intelligent. But what set them apart from the world and others is they weren't afraid to speak the word of God and communicate his love. They were given a grace, they recognized they were chosen, and they went out and did what they could for the world with great trust in Jesus. Maybe some of us don't believe we're chosen because we're stuck in the thought. This thought, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. The prophets don't believe this. It's a lie and a deceit. All of us are worthy of God. Often through the offering of their lives in martyrdom, the saints prove this. Maybe it was through charitable efforts towards the poor and those in need. They proved it. Oftentimes through their writing and spiritual insight. But some, just by opening the door of the monastery to welcome you. For years and years and years, some saints did this. And that's all they did. They opened the door, welcomed visitors, and they pray with you, and through that saint, great miracles would occur. Great blessings. This is such a consolation to me, and I hope to you. We don't choose God. God chooses us. You are all chosen in Christ through your baptism, through the love God has for you. By the very fact that you exist, He chose to create you. Say yes to every opportunity to serve the Lord. Jesus is calling you. Listen to Him. For example, I know for a fact that there are many young men and women in this parish who are called to the priesthood or consecrated life. What I see right now are mostly our older generation. So guess what? If you're living in the sacrament of marriage or single life, you're serving the Lord, you're still called. One of the callings you have is when you see a young person to encourage them. Think about the priesthood. Think about the religious life. Pray for them. Because they need a lot of prayers. That's how it happened for me in this parish, because you prayed for me. God wants to consecrate your life to the Heavenly Father. Say yes to Him. Jesus wants to send you out into the world to proclaim the only truth that sets us free. So don't be afraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.